Grace, peace, and mercy be yours from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that I'd like to consider with you this morning is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 to 8, and I will read it for you in a few short minutes. In our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who indeed opens many doors of mission opportunity to us each and every day of our lives as his children, dear fellow redeemed. Let me introduce you to Pastor Ham. Pastor Ham was a Hmong village leader in northern Vietnam. And before he became a Christian, he was the village shaman. In other words, he was a religious leader, and people of his community would have been looking to him to do things like predicting the future for them. Or when they had a loved one who would die, they would turn to him and ask him to conduct the funeral for their loved one. The interesting thing was that Ham, even though he was the village shaman, knew that all of this was a lie. And he really was not comfortable with the position that he had. He would put on the show and go through the motions for these people, but he knew that the words that he was speaking to those people were absolutely empty words and had no impact and power behind them. They could bring those people no hope, especially at the time of the loss of their loved ones. The people would in turn provide gifts to him of money and food, meat, and many times these people were very poor, and Pastor Ham had pangs of conscience when these people would bring them those things to him, and he knew he really wasn't giving them any benefit for those gifts. And those things began to weigh heavier and heavier upon his conscience. One day, Pastor Ham happened to hear a radio broadcast which was being put on by a Christian group. And he heard that Christian speaker speaking to him about Jesus. And he wanted to know more about this Jesus. And so he found out where this Christian broadcast was coming from, and he found out how he could get in contact with these Christian missionaries. And he ended up having to travel to a nearby village in order to find out more about this Jesus of Nazareth person. And as a result of his pursuing further knowledge, the Holy Spirit worked through that gospel message of those Christian missionaries, and Pastor Ham became a Christian. He went back to his village, and he told the people there, as many people as he possibly could, about this newfound knowledge that he had received. And the people began to gather together with him, because they wanted to hear more about this Jesus of Nazareth. And this, of course, scared the officials, because though they were in power at the time, and they feared that if this group of Christians would continue to grow, they would pose problems for them. And so they ended up throwing Pastor Ham into prison because of the fact that he was preaching about Jesus Christ. And over the next several years, Pastor Ham was going to be interrogated. He was going to be beaten. He was going to be isolated there in prison, away from his own people and these newfound Christians that he had shared that gospel message with, because his enemies wanted him to denounce his Christian faith. He had hoped that he could help his people. And now he was about to give up on that confidence, because here he was sitting in prison. And his people were gathering still together as Christian congregations, Christian groupings out there. And he did not realize it at the time, but that gospel message that he had shared with those Christians continued to bear fruit, and their numbers continued to grow, even while he was sitting in prison. And the reason for that was because God was there in that village. God was there with his grace, with his undeserved love for these lost people. And the gospel of Jesus Christ was at work. This is not a new story. It's happened in the past as well. The Apostle Paul would have been very familiar with what happened to Pastor Ham, because the Apostle Paul also spent many years in prison because of the fact that he would not denounce his faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the text which is going to be before us this morning is a text which comes to us from a letter which the Apostle Paul wrote as he was spending several years in prison, all because he had preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. His enemies in the city of Jerusalem had convinced the local authorities that the Apostle Paul needed to be locked up because he was undermining the Jewish faith. And the Apostle Paul finally ended up having to appeal to the courts as a Roman citizen. And he was then taken to the emperor in Rome, who would hear his case. It was while the Apostle Paul was there under house arrest in the city of Rome that he became aware of a problem among a Christian group that he had never lived and worked among. That new church was the church in Colossae, and that church was in danger because there were false teachings who were now infiltrating that Christian congregation, and they were trying to rob the people of the confidence which they had that their salvation was totally dependent upon the Lord Jesus Christ and not upon themselves. But how in the world was the Apostle Paul going to help these people if he was stuck there alone, being beaten at times, under house arrest in a prison at Rome? Well, the Apostle Paul knew exactly how to help. He sent a letter to those Colossian Christians. The letter which we have in our Bible is called the Epistle to the Colossians. And he once again redirected their attention away from their enemies who were seeking to destroy their faith and lead them back into a work-righteous religion. He directed their attention back to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and told them that their faith needed to be dependent upon Christ alone for salvation. Listen to the opening words of that epistle, which form the basis of this sermon. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up in you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. You see, the Apostle Paul, even though he was a prisoner there in Rome, knew that help for these Colossian Christians was not going to come from his simply being physically present with them there in the city of Colossae. But the help which those Colossian Christians needed was going to come from the power of the gospel, which they had. And so the Apostle Paul reminds them, stick to what you already know. Don't succumb to these temptations of these false teachers who have infiltrated your ranks and are trying to turn you back to a work-righteous religion again. Realize that your salvation is totally dependent upon Jesus Christ, and you are saved as a free gift of God with no strings attached. Even though the Apostle Paul had yet to meet these Christians, he knew the power of God's promises. He knew that the gospel had come to them, and he repeated that gospel to them in his letter. And he knew that that gospel was going to bear fruit among those Colossian Christians, and just as it was doing throughout the entire world, even while the Apostle Paul sat there locked up under house arrest in Rome. Pastor Ham, while he was spending time in prison, did not have that same confidence. He really felt that he had to be physically present with those people that had gathered in those Christian groupings, and that if he was not there, nothing was going to advance. He knew also that those people who had become Christians were under fierce persecution, and at times they had to retreat in order to worship under the cover of the jungle. He had yet to understand fully that God's grace comes from that sheer, powerful message of the gospel and not from any one individual or person. Fortunately for Pastor Ham, that attitude has now changed. Through his contact with Wells mission workers, Pastor Ham and many other leaders from his Hmong Fellowship Church of Vietnam are being led to understand God's grace for the first time. As a matter of fact, this is how Pastor Ham describes it in his own words. He says, "Personally, since I've been receiving training from the Wells, I see a change in myself as well. Before this, I taught and used my own authority in the church. At that time, I thought, I'm the smart one. I'm the one with training. And I'm the one with authority. I can force my members to do the right thing. But since I've been studying with the Lutheran Church, I have changed. I've reevaluated myself and how I taught in the past, and know that I have taught false teachings. The training made me value my members more and know that they need the gospel. I used to use the law to motivate my members. That was how I showed my authority. But since receiving this training, I started to share the gospel and taught them to understand that the gospel will motivate you to love and show care for each other." End of his quotation. You see, Pastor Ham came to the Wells and he asked for help to train his church, a church that now numbers over 100,000 members. And by coming to the Wells, Pastor Ham is appealing to you. Yes, you. Maybe this startles you a little bit, but you are just what this world needs today. The truth about God's grace is truth which you know very well. In fact, in comparison to the vast majority of the world, you people are experts in God's grace. And this isn't because you're smarter than everybody else. You know who you are. You know very well what you deserve from God, because of how each and every day of your lives you turn your back on Him and His will and choose to flaunt your own will and way rather than His will and way. You know that you deserve nothing but God's wrath and eternal torment in hell because of the fact that you are a miserable sinner. But you also know the good news. You know the good news of God's grace, of His undeserved love that He has shown you through your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God would have been more than right to take each and every one of us and to kick us aside to spend an eternity in hell because of our rebellion and sin. You know that. But you also know the amazing and unexpected thing that God has done for you. He sent His Son for you. He killed His Son instead of killing you. He made Christ suffer so that you and I can live. And thanks be to God that at some point in your life, someone told you, God forgives you because of what Jesus has done for you. And you will be with Jesus forever in heaven because God will not treat you as your sins deserve. That is grace. That you know very well as members of the Lutheran Church. And that is the message about which you are really an expert. And you need to be sharing that message with others in the world around you who do not yet know that precious message of God's grace in Jesus Christ. There are billions of people in this world who do not know the truth of God's grace that you and I know. Pastor Ham's story is just one of a billion stories that could be told. Right now, there are about 7 billion people who live on this planet of ours. And experts who study this tell us that Of those 7 billion people, 6 billion are non-Christian. They don't know Jesus Christ and God's grace in Christ. And friend, there's no way to sugarcoat this, friends. These people, apart from Christ, are on their way to eternal torment in hell. They need to know what you know and what I know. And it might be easy for us to sit back in our comfortable easy chairs today and say, well, I know they need what I have. But you know, Vietnam is a far, far place away from here. I mean, it's a long distance, and I can't make a trip like that. But don't sell yourself short, and don't sell God short. He has chosen you, and he has made you part of his kingdom. He has designed you and every member of his church to go out and to spread that good news of the gospel to every nation. And as the Holy Spirit empowers us with the word of God's forgiveness and grace, he gives us opportunities to witness about him each and every day of our lives. We can witness about him in our own communities, and we can witness about him around the world as we support the mission work of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. The gospel message is a gospel of full and free forgiveness in Christ. That's the gospel message which you and I have. We understand it. And that gospel message is the gospel message that this world so sorely needs to hear today. And so you and I shouldn't be surprised that God is asking us to do this today. There are some people in the pews this morning who have personal experience with Vietnam. Some of you watched the news reports on the television while the Vietnam War was going on. Some of you had your feet on the ground in Vietnam and were fighting there. We have a wonderful opportunity presented before us today to spread that gospel message in Vietnam. And our Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod is making plans to build a training center there in Hanoi, Vietnam. Pastor Ham is helping to gather and organize training that will reach hundreds of village churches where over 100,000 people have been gathered together to delight in God's grace. We don't know exactly how God is going to use these efforts that we are putting forth to spread the gospel message over there, but God knows how he's going to use those efforts. And we who have truly understood God's grace know that that's enough. God is still in charge. And we will do whatever we can to help spread that gospel message wherever we can. And we ask him to help us to share that gospel message. We ask him to bless that gospel message as it's being preached over there in Vietnam and in other places around the world. We ask him to help us as his people truly understand his grace and share that grace with others. Like the Apostle Paul, who never met the Colossians, we may never meet Pastor Ham or these other believers in Vietnam, at least not yet. Because of the power of God's gospel, we know that many who hear that gospel message in Vietnam will rub shoulders with us in eternal glory in heaven. And today, until the Lord calls us to that eternal glory, you and I have the amazing honor to share that precious gospel message which we know and love with others. And you know what will happen when you do that, because God has told you. His grace will continue to grow and to bear much fruit. Amen.